learn to wait on God. He stretches our faith by moving slowly and performing His purposes, but it is safe to wait confidently on Him. The Bible teaches the testings of faith produces a patience which leads on to maturity. Learn to wait on God. The promises of God are inherited through faith and patience. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27 says of the patriarch Moses, "By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." The text seems almost a contradiction. Moses had killed an Egyptian in an effort to correct a wrong that was being done. Because he had identified himself with the Hebrew slaves of the Egyptians, Moses would be killed just as a slave would be killed because of his deed. It mattered not that he had been reared in Pharaoh's palace. His execution was certain. And so Moses left Egypt. But our text makes it quite clear he did not simply leave Egypt out of fear of Pharaoh. On the contrary, he left not fearing the wrath of the king. He was undaunted by the royal anger and the decree of death. He left Egypt because he trusted God. He may have been fearful about heading alone into the desert when he was accustomed to palace life, but he was confident God would care for him. So Moses left Egypt as an act of faith in God. Now here's the record of what happened to Moses on that trek according to Exodus chapter 2, chapter 3, and chapter 4. Moses fled from Egypt to Midian. That was a country far to the east and south of his home in Egypt. There he came into contact with a priest of Midian who had 7 daughters. Moses married one of the girls and became the herdsman of the flocks of his father-in-law, Jethro. He lived for 40 years in that lifestyle. How could Moses endure all those years outside of what he understood to be the will of God for his life? How could he wait for 40 years on the will of God? I'm sure he must have grown impatient at times and fretted because his kinsmen were still slaves in Egypt, and his heart cried out to relieve them. But there was just one thing which gave Moses peace. Our text says, "He endured as seeing him who is invisible." To endure means to persevere, to persist, to hold one's course, to be resolute and not turn from the way. Moses was kept faithful by one thing. He was seeing him who is invisible. He was strengthened in his endurance by the vision of the invisible God. Now think of that. No wonder Moses waited on the Lord. Look at that verb, seeing, in our text. It is a present tense verb. It indicates continuing action. Of course, Moses met God at the bush that burned with fire and was not consumed. But the grammar of this verse indicates that Moses persisted as one who was constantly seeing him who can't be seen. It was as if he was actually seeing the invisible God. Think about that. But on the other hand, remember that the very essence of faith is that faith gives substance to our hopes and makes us certain of realities we cannot see. Faith is confident assurance and the title deed to what we hope for. It is the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceives as real what the senses cannot apprehend. Now Moses may or may not have known those days in the wilderness were a preparation for his future ministry, but God knew. Moses had to learn how to live in the desert. He had to know how to find pasture for the livestock. He had to learn how to find water for man and animals. He would be responsible for leading 3 million people plus all of their cattle through much of the very desert he was now covering. He must have on-the-job experience before that task was attempted. So God trained him for 40 years before he finally let Moses return to Egypt to lead forth the Hebrews. In the meanwhile, Moses waited. And waiting may have been the hardest thing for him to do. Moses waited and thought. He must have remembered his vain effort to relieve the Hebrews, which had resulted in his killing the Egyptian and being a man personally sentenced to death. He must have realized how wrong that act was, for the Hebrews could never be delivered in such a way. Only God could bring them together and lead them out of the land of their suffering. As Moses thought along that line, he waited for God to act. But while he waited, he was busy. He lived in the desert. He watched the flocks of his father-in-law. He learned how to survive there, how to protect and provide for animals there. He meditated much about God and the ways of God. God was preparing his chosen man, only Moses was not fully aware of it. While Moses waited, the suffering in Egypt continued. The Bible reports the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham. Even the sufferings the people endured had a purpose. It was not that God was heartless to let them be abused, but he permitted them to suffer in order to make them ready to leave the land of Goshen and journey to the land of Canaan. Things were about ready for that great exodus. God had his leader prepared, for Moses had learned he could not do the work alone. It had to be the work of God, and he had become skilled in survival in the desert. He was ready to meet God. But God had the nation prepared. They had suffered enough that even a travel through the desert was preferable to remaining under bondage in Egypt. They were ready to leave. And God was ready in his divine purpose. It was the fullness of time, and the exodus was about to take place. Now there's a world of grace in the words, God remembered his covenant with Abraham. That was the covenant of blessing which would come to all the world by Abraham and his descendants. It was the covenant which provides salvation through Jesus Christ. God never forgot that covenant through all the generations of human history. And that's why you and I can enter that covenant through faith in Jesus today. So one day on the mountain called Horeb, God met with Moses. It was all unexpected on Moses' part. He saw a bush afire, and yet it was not consumed by the flame. So he turned aside to see, and God spoke to him out of the flame of the bush. There, Moses received his commission to return to Egypt as the deliverer of his people. Up to that point, Moses lived as if he was seeing him who is invisible. After that time, Moses could live knowing he had talked with him who is unseen. He had faith before meeting God, but greater faith after meeting God. Now, what can you and I glean for our spiritual benefit from this study? I suggest we learn to wait on God. He stretches our faith by moving slowly and performing his purposes, but it is safe to wait confidently on him. The Bible teaches the testings of faith produces a patience which leads on to maturity. Learn to wait on God. The promises of God are inherited through faith and patience. Here's the principle Jesus gave us. In patience, possess your souls. Standing firm on spiritual realities is the key to having a full and joyful life. So persevere through whatever trials come. Count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, for the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold, can be found to praise and honor and glory at the coming of Jesus Christ. So do not give up hope when the going gets tough. Keep your confidence in God, even if you do not understand all that he is doing. Wait on God's time, and he will reward your faith, which causes you to persevere. Father, we make a solemn commitment at this time and this place to walk with you. We do not want to make the mistake of running ahead of your leading in our zeal, and we do not want to commit the error of drawing back from your leading in our lethargy. Please keep us sensitive to the leading of your Holy Spirit. We are ready to follow as you lead, whether we understand it or not. In Jesus' name, amen.